You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, journalist Matthew Desmond spent 2 years living in Milwaukee's poorest neighborhoods to write his Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Evicted. We talked to the curator at a national museum who's created an exhibit to bring his research to life. Now, the future of the state's industrial hemp farming pilot program is in question after the Wisconsin Department of Justice issued guidance on cannabidiol oil, or CBD. According to Attorney General Brad Schimel's office, the state still considers hemp-derived CBD oil illegal, except in certain cases. Industrial hemp can be used in many ways, including the making of textiles or soap, for example. But the ability to grow and process the plant into medicinal CBD oil was a draw for many of the applicants to the program. Republican State Senator Patrick Teston represents Wisconsin's 24th State Senate District, including Stevens Point. He's one of the lead sponsors of the bill that was passed unanimously in the state legislature to start the industrial hemp farming pilot program. We talked to Senator Teston this morning to find out where he stood on the DOJ's warning. So what's your reaction to this announcement from the State Department of Justice that they're going to keep treating CBD oil as illegal?
Well, I was a little disappointed, especially when you take a look at that the fact that the industrial hemp pilot program, by all accounts, is a huge success. Since the application's timeline was closed, over 350 applications were filed to the state of Wisconsin. So it just goes to show there is a huge demand for this crop. However, in the 11th hour, the Department of Justice released a statement saying that all CBD is still considered illegal. And unfortunately, that's put a lot of uncertainty for growers as well as processors that want to come into the state. I mean, we are talking upwards of millions of dollars of new investment in the state of Wisconsin that is temporarily on hold in what we believe is a heavy-handed approach by the Department of Justice, even though we believe and our legal counsel believes that we are on the right side of this issue.
Now, it was, let's talk about CBD a little. It was a long fight to get it legalized for a specific group of people by prescription, people with epilepsy mainly.
Yep.
And that's it, as far as I know. This is still, at best, gray, at worst, still illegal. Why should the Department of Justice not continue what they've been doing?
Well, and that's a great question. And as you know, many of your listeners know, for several years now, there has been a huge push. I believe even Representative Scott Krug for 5 years was really pushing to get CBD oil legalized here in the state of Wisconsin. And thankfully, we got to a point this year where Lydia's law finally passed. And I think it's important to differentiate that CBD oil derived from industrial hemp is not the same as CBD oil derived from a marijuana plant.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that's THC is the difference.
Exactly.
Here.
So within the Farm Freedom Act, the industrial hemp bill that passed the state of Wisconsin, in accord under guidelines from the 2014 Farm Bill that was signed into law by President Obama, it really leaves it up to the states to regulate this. And we adopted the federal standards that industrial hemp cannot contain more than 0.3% THC concentration. So there is no psychoactive high that you have from the marijuana plant. And I think that's kind of where the confusion lays within the DOJ, and I don't want to speak for them, but I think that may be where the confusion is that we know there are people in the state that are selling CBD oil products, and there have been some instances where people have had adverse side effects because they may have ingested something that wasn't necessarily set out to be. But instead of getting rid of all CBD oil, well, I think we should allow CBD oil derived from industrial hemp to be produced, processed, and sold here in the state of Wisconsin. The other concern that I have, too, is that in the statement that DOJ released, it was rather broad, that all CBD oil is illegal, no matter if it comes from industrial hemp, whether it comes from the marijuana plant. You could even open that up to hops, because there's CBD oil in hops. And as we all know in the state of Wisconsin, we love our craft beers. And I think we'd be hard-pressed to tell, you know, whether it's Point Brewery or also up by me or any of the great breweries that we have down here, that, well, because of this vague ruling, now we're going to be jeopardizing our craft brewer industry in the state of Wisconsin. So I think this is a case where it went a little too far, and I think if we can sit down this afternoon, which we plan to do with DOJ, that we want to offer some solutions that we believe will shed some clarity on this issue and allow for the production and manufacturing of CBD oil from industrial hemp in the state of Wisconsin.
I think people may be thinking, hey, I thought we were going to grow hemp for soap and rope here, not something that we can consume. Was that not laid out clearly enough in the initial legislation?
We believe it is. The legislative intent that anything derived from industrial hemp could be grown, sold, produced, and manufactured here in the state of Wisconsin. As many people may know, you can go into a number of grocery chains and stores right now and buy hemp parts, seeds, and some of the omega-3 oils that derive from hemp as well. And there's still the people can still grow industrial hemp for those other items, whether it's soap, rope, textiles. It's just right now the profitability within the industrial hemp market is within the CBD oils. And especially, too, when we talk about combating the opioid epidemic here in the state of Wisconsin, we shouldn't be limiting alternatives to help people treat some of the ailments that they have. And CBD is proven to do just that. And so, again, that's why I have some serious concerns and a little disappointed with the approach that DOJ is taking. But I'm confident if we can sit down at a table this afternoon and talk with one another, that we can come to a solution that will not require a legislative fix. Because, as I've said, as our legal counsel have said, we believe we are firmly in the right on this issue.
Talking to Senator Patrick Teston about CBD oil and hemp production here in Wisconsin and a new DOJ ruling. And you've mentioned, Senator Teston, your meeting with the Department of Justice. What are you hoping to get on the table? What are you hoping comes out of that? You were starting to touch on that.
Well, I hope that we can sit down and kind of get where they're coming from. I mean, obviously, anyone can go on their website and read the statement that they put out and the memo that they put out. But I think we need to get to the root cause at what caused this opinion in the first place. And then I think it's going to be important for us to lay out our position, why we believe we're in the right. And then from there, hopefully we can come to some sort of solution, whether it's some sort of set standards that we have to do to ensure that CBD oil derived from industrial hemp can be produced, manufactured, and sold here in the state of Wisconsin. So again, I think we can get there. I think right now it's kind of confusing for a lot of folks because, as I've said to you in previous interviews, that initially when this bill was brought to me, I thought industrial hemp was something completely different. And I think it's just a case that we have to continue to educate people on what it is, what it isn't, and the benefits of this plant.
Is this something that needs a legislative solution? Do you need to go back and say, okay, we're going to add to our hemp industrial hemp legislation, specifically CBD oil, we're saying is legal in Wisconsin. Hemp-produced CBD oil is legal in Wisconsin.
From our interpretation of the law from both the state and the federal level, as well as the legislative intent of the Farm Freedom Act that passed both houses unanimously and was signed into law by Governor Walker, we don't believe we have to go back and fix it. But if for some reason that the conversation this afternoon doesn't come to fruition with a solution, then we may have to look at addressing this in the next session. But again, we firmly believe that we are on the right on this. We are on the right side of the law on this, and we just need to remove some of that uncertainty out there.
You mentioned earlier the timing of this. The applications are in. The deadline, I think, is passed, right?
Yep.
What do you make of the timing of this ruling from the DOJ? Why not sooner in the process?
Well, and that's really what kind of struck me and I was most disappointed about. And I have the utmost respect for those working within the Department of Justice as well as the Attorney General. But from the entire time when we released this bill to it being signed law and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection was drafting the emergency rules to make sure the hemp pilot program was ready to go. So for the month and a half that the applications were going through, we sat down with members of the DOJ and said, do you have any concerns? And there was radio silence. And then to have this dropped on us 2 days before the deadline for the applications were due, it kind of struck us back a little bit. And I was a little disappointed in that. I would hope that that level of communication would be a little bit more open because we were very transparent in this process from day one. We wanted to make sure that all the stakeholders were at the table, that we alleviated any concerns that there were. And so to have this happen, it's unfortunate, but sometimes this is what life throws you, a curveball, and you deal with it. And so rather than dwell on what should have happened, what didn't happen, we're going to continue to move forward. We're going to try and offer some solutions to get some clarity and make sure that this new industry, the industrial hemp industry, can continue to thrive and grow in the state of Wisconsin.
As we wrap up, have you been hearing from farmers who are saying, hey, I applied, I've got my plot set aside to do this, and now I don't know if I'm going to do it?
We have gotten calls. In fact, we've gotten calls from all across the state of Wisconsin, from just about every corner, from people who have raised concerns about this and what it means. A lot of uncertainty out there. And like I said, there is we're talking millions of dollars in new investment in the state of Wisconsin that is kind of on hold right now. In fact, we have been getting calls from across the country. People have been calling our office saying, hey, keep pushing, keep fighting. You guys need this. The country needs this because, I mean, from the benefits of CBD alone are numerous. What you can do with the industrial hemp plant as a whole is incredible. And it's another opportunity for us to lessen ourselves on a foreign import. When we're very much in era of let's build America, let's make America, let's grow America. But more importantly, let's grow in Wisconsin. And so I'm really excited. Although this is a temporary setback, the overall impression for the first year of the Industrial Hemp Pilot Program is a huge success. Over 350 applications, when initially we would have been happy with a couple dozen. It just shows what demand there is for this plant, that it truly is a cash crop. And the fact that 32 other states are also growing industrial hemp, it's time for Wisconsin to lead the nation again.
Senator Teston, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was State Senator Patrick Teston, Republican representing Wisconsin's 24th State Senate District, which includes Stevens Point. We talked to him this morning to get his reaction to the State Department of Justice ruling on CBD oil. Senator Teston and other lawmakers and members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and the Department of Justice are meeting today to discuss CBD oil and industrial hemp farming in the state.